to devise that. Did your dad come up with that?
He read that someplace, I'm sure, or perhaps it was something these engineers, you know, they have all these little trick games they discuss while they're writing with lead pencil all over nice tablecloths, and that's not, you know, how that. And this may have been an oil thing where somebody, I have one fast story I will have to tell you, it's wonderful. When our books first came out, I was still a buyer with two kids back in Long Island, and my husband was working close by at Sperry, and I was a buyer in New York City. When that book came out, I was smoking in those days, I was a smoker, at the very back of a Long Island train coming in from Manhattan, and that was the day when the New York Times and New York Herald had four pages of Cheaper by the Dozen. So from my position, I watched everybody in that train pause with full page cartoons and everything else of our book. Well, it just happened that on that train was the manager of a store that I worked with, and afterwards he said, hey, that was quite a series for you. And I said, yeah, I thought everybody had that. And he said, well, I want to ask you something. He said, did you ever hear a story about your father being embarrassed by a college student at MIT? Maybe about 5 or 6 years before he died, and I said no. And he said, well, he gave a wonderful talk, and a freshman in the back seat said to him in the class, Mr. Gilbert, you've been talking fine about promotion studies, but I'd like to come up there with your blackboard and show you a little trick and see whether or not you're able to do the same thing. So my father, this is his man telling me as we walk over to the retail area, Fifth Avenue, so my father, pleased with this, and elated as you are when you make a good platform appearance, said to him, come on up, and the boy came up, and on the blackboard, he wrote his name upside down and backwards. And then he said, now, Mr. Gilbert, you are an expert at these things. Can you do that? And my father said, let me try, and of course he couldn't do it at all. Well, the gist of the story, and I have two more jumps here, and then we'll quit because I know your class is ending. Anyhow, the story there was that when my father came home, and now this is where I piece the story together. One time my father came home from a trip, and he whistled. He called us to the office. He said, hey kid, I have a question to ask you. Can you write your name upside down and backwards? And he said, well, it's his card, and he couldn't. And then, of course, he showed us expert knew that he could do it, and so he got his ego back again. Years later, after our book came out, just a few months after the train experience, I was in Chicago on a national TV show, and they said to me, can you do anything visual that'll hold them? I said, well, I might try a little trick on the blackboard. You have one, Mr. Gilbert. I said, well, I will not tell you what the trick is, but let me some talk and I'll do it. Well, the upshot is that when they brought out the blackboard, I brought down the house by writing my name upside down and backwards. But I couldn't add the caring because I had not learned that as a child. So, see, it all pieces together, and I think on that note, we'll say God bless you, and I'd like to talk to the professor again.
Well, I'm here, and I can't thank you enough for your kindness. You've made our entire class come to life.
Well, I love you all. I wish you the greatest of health and happiness and success. And I hope if anybody has any further questions or suggestions for my biography, they share. I'd love it.
Okay. God bless. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you.